Cemetery. The O'odham and their neighbors had complex traditions for burials. The dead were dressed well, often provided with some personal items, buried in a cavity and covered with rocks. The O'odham would sometimes burn items that had belonged to a person who died, and would ask the dead to remain at peace, not come back to disturb the living. A blend of traditional and Catholic beliefs and ceremonies continues among the O'odham today. The 14 niches in the walls surrounding the cemetery would have held paintings or sculptures of the Catholic Stations of the Cross. In the center of the cemetery lies the round mortuary chapel. The plan may have been to cover the round building with a dome. A family might spend time with their deceased loved one in this room before burial. Although burial records exist for Tumacockery from 1755 to 1825, the first burial in this cemetery took place in 1822. The previous cemetery was next to the Jesuit-era church. Many of the dead were victims of the terrible epidemics of smallpox, measles, and typhus that swept through the missions. A few were killed during Apache raids. The majority of Tumacockery's burials were of children under the age of 5. While records describe nearly 600 burials at Tumacockery, any evidence of mission-era graves was destroyed long ago by weather, cattle, and vandals. Families who moved into the area after the O'odham residents left continued to use this cemetery to bury their dead. Little Juanita Alegria, who died of influenza at the age of 9 months in 1916, was the last person buried at Tumacockery.